If chocolate doesn't quite fit into your diet, and the thought of sending flowers seems, well, kind of lame, but you're still feeling the pressure to come up with an unusual and very personal Valentine's gift, consider giving your sweetheart some original art made from your DNA. Really. All it will cost you is a few $100 and some cells from the inside of your cheek. Adrian Salomonovic is the co-founder of DNA 11, a website where you can place your order for a DNA original. He joins us now from our New York bureau. Adrian Salomonovic, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So where did the idea for making art from DNA come from?
By accident, really. We were sitting around, my best friend and I, Nazem, and ironically, he used to sell the equipment, the very same equipment that makes the beautiful artwork that we create. And so we had some brochures sitting around, and I was looking through all the images that they produce. And to me, these images of DNA looked more like mini Mark Rothko paintings and less like medical or scientific images. And so the idea came to me to create a portrait of my own DNA and resulted in the success of this company.
And how does it work? How do you get the DNA of your customers?
We send them a kit that includes everything they need, a swab, instructions, and a self-addressed envelope. And they simply swipe the inside of their cheek cells, place it on a special FDA card. That card goes in an envelope, back to our lab, and 4 to 6 weeks later, they have a finished, very unique, one-of-a-kind art piece.
Now, looking at it on your website, there are these strips of genetic material with different parts of it highlighted based on, your specific DNA. Could a geneticist take a look at that and learn something about you if, you had a geneticist over at a cocktail party?
The answer is no, and that's on purpose. What we have done is made it possible to create a very unique, one-of-a-kind art piece that is derived from your genes. However, we purposely don't disclose which probes we use in the experiment, and we do this so that, for that exact reason, so that if you have a geneticist over at your house, they can't tell whether the subject is male, female, or even human. We have customers that have done pet portraits and other types of things like that. And so the artwork is designed to be unique and beautiful, aesthetically pleasing, but there's no scientific value to them, just aesthetic value.
Adrian Salomonovic is the co-founder of DNA 11. He joined us from our New York bureau. Adrian, thanks so much.
My pleasure. DNA.